Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast, episode 2.
We made it!
We made it to episode two. We all came into the studio holding hands and just a lot of love in the room, isn't there?
The tricky second podcast. Who's here today?
I'm Joe. And that's Ethan in the corner there.
Go on, Ethan.
Loves it. Man. Waves on a podcast, which is weird, isn't it? You know, for the audio listeners.
He just waved then.
Yeah, he's not got tape around his face or kidnapped. Ethan, a lot of love for you, mate, but are we worried about his head getting too
big? It's gone to his head, I think.
It is, mate.
He came in today in a gold jacket. Didn't he? He rolled in on a motorcycle and then got off a motorcycle and was carried in by four lackeys wearing your gold jacket.
He made you try and wipe his ass.
He did actually. That was weird,
wasn't
it?
Disgusting, Ethan. Ethan, have you got a good wiping bum technique?
I use three paper and I like fold it inwards and then together. Do you know what I mean? I like meet it at the halfway mark.
Right. And do you stand up or sit down?
Usually sit down, Drew.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
I love how he meets it at the halfway mark. Very active in his wipe. None of this, I'll let the wipe come to me. I'll meet it halfway.
Yeah, you meet it halfway. How do you? I just sort of get about three or four and just go for it.
We've really got into the dark side of this podcast straight away, haven't we?
The dark side. Is yours a dark side down there?
Yeah, pretty much.
How do you wipe?
I have a real trouble wiping sometimes. It's very common for me to get shit on my wrist. I know.
And I hate your wrist?
Yeah, because I put the tissue across my palm, not tip to wrist.
Oh, wow.
So I'm only covering this much occasionally. If I misjudge it and I start too low, I will get shit on my wrist. But that's something for another podcast.
You ever shit on your wrist, Ethan?
No, I've not done that. I sometimes bleed.
Okay.
It's a bit too...
Okay, moving on.
Any doctors watching, please help me out. Right, first we want to say thank you very much for watching and listening.
Yeah.
Because we're on Spotify as well, aren't we, Joe?
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcasts, we are available. So hit subscribe. And if you haven't already, please give us a 5-star review on your audio platform of choice.
Yeah, indeed. So we had a couple of messages on Instagram about people wanting to be sloppers.
Really?
So I thought we could do like the army cadet, like hierarchy.
Right.
We could get a little slopper army.
Isn't that like a long sort of slop that's been sort of dehydrated and put at a truck stop for a little snack?
Yeah,
like it's a pepper exactly army, like but that. Made out of sloppers.
I've gone on army.mod.uk, right? And I've got the official army roles. Okay. So we need a couple of cadets.
Okay.
Second lieutenants.
Right.
Lieutenants. Captains and majors.
Oh, that's not too many, actually.
So if anyone's out there wants to become a proper slopper...
Yeah.
That rhymes, doesn't it?
Prop ass. Say proper slopper in your accent, Ethan.
Proper slopper.
Perfect. Yeah, he likes it.
He even played it up a little bit. Thank you for that.
Slopper.
He knows his role.
Get involved, just DM us, because we'll start handing out cadet roles as the...
Yeah, slop magnets.
Slop magnets.
Pop on your fridge.
I think proper slopper could be a good hoodie.
Yeah, it could, actually. Yeah.
Would you wear it?
No. What's coming up on the show today, Joe?
Right, so we've got the 9 out of 10 club, which is on me today. Joe versus Joe, and Joe Smith's in a 1-0 lead.
Yeah.
Great position.
It's a great position to be in, but you know what? I'm not taking it for granted. The second leg could be decisive.
I've got some good questions. Your subject is the Beatles.
Yeah.
And mine is?
Snow Patrol.
Love it.
One of the least relevant bands of all time.
And fuck off. They're great. Don't say that about Gary Lightbody. I hope that's one of the questions. Who's the lead singer? And then we got people's emails. Loads of questions coming in about us lot and just throwing us questions our way.
Yeah.
And so we'll get to that.
So send in your advice questions. Send in any questions you may have to us at sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. We'll answer your advice and we will chat to you on there. So sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Breaking news for Joe this week.
Yeah, so this is the feature where we bring our own breaking news to the table or just chat about breaking news in the world. Mm. Do you have anything you want to talk about, Joe?
Well, it's not particularly breaking news, but I was watching Netflix last night.
Yeah.
And it's been getting a bit of bad press, hasn't it? Because they're putting like adverts in, they're raising the prices, all that, which it was always going to happen.
Do you like Netflix? Is it your number one go-to?
It probably is, but only because it's like the most well-known.
Yeah.
I don't really think it's that great anymore. It's just, internet telly just become what Sky was.
You have to
pay for all the extra packages. Everyone's got their own, Disney Plus, Sky Plus, HBO, whatever.
But the thing that annoys me about Netflix isn't the price hikes, isn't the adverts. It's how passive-aggressive it is.
Yeah, what do you
know
mean?
When you're watching, you just want to sit in bed and watch 20 episodes of something because you're sick, right? And then it comes up with a little box. Are you still watching this?
Exactly.
How passive-aggressive is that? Sorry, are you still watching this? That box should never come up. If I want to watch 50 series of Songs of Praise back-to-back, I should do it. Even if I'm in that bed and I've died watching Antiques Roadshow, right?
Oh, my God. All
I should be. I should be found by a fireman in 2 weeks' time rotting with Antiques Roadshow still playing.
With you, Willie, out.
Yeah, don't give me this. Are you still watching? Yes, I'm still watching. And it only does it. It does it after every, like, 2 hours.
No, that's bollocks. And do you know what? I didn't even know Antiques Roadshow was on Netflix.
I don't even know if it is.
I don't even know that.
But you know what? It does my head in that. Yes, I'm still watching. Yes, I'm sad. I've paid my money. Leave me fucking be.
And the speed as well, also, by the way. If you're in, like, an intense drama, the speed in which they play a new episode is a bit intense.
Yeah, it is.
Fucking
sometimes I need to cool down.
Yeah.
Especially because they always put a little, like a little teaser at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed this, everyone, but every single Netflix documentary is the exact same formula. It is
100%.
Introduce the person. Here's a bit of beating around the bush of what they did. Some interviews of people saying, well, who knew what was going on next door? And then the last 5 minutes, they tell you actually the interesting stuff to hook you for the next episode.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Like, old documentaries used to be, let's like put in some information about this person all the way through. Netflix have made it so that the only good bit of any documentary is the last 5 minutes of the episode, so you watch the next one.
Can I do a little bit of what every Netflix documentary has on it?
Yeah.
If I could say it right. Here, yeah, you want to sit here? Yeah. Someone put some mic on them. Yeah, is that all right? Am I here? Yeah. Yeah, I was abused as a kid. That's 100%. They sit down, it's black and white. Here, yeah, am I all right? Shit in
it. Okay.
Is that shaking? Am I all right here?
Just looking up.
Yeah. My dad had a massive bum hole.
That's never been a documentary.
I couldn't think of... You think of a hook line, now go.
Yeah. Oh, should I sit here? Yeah, sorry, thank you.
Yeah. I can't think of! I had so much hope for you then.
No.
Oh, I hope like Ethan, what was your documentary be about?
Go on then, do it. Sit down, put your mic on.
Sit down.
Be the sort of tentative Netflix sort of interviewee.
Oh, he's proper stood up. Oh, look. Oh, he's a good actor, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he's licking his lips.
I got trapped in a train engine.
Hey! Throwback to episode one. This guy's a professional.
This guy is a professional. Ethan, how was your week?
It's been not too bad. Quite busy. I missed the pub quiz, though. That was a shame, because Joe made me work late.
Oh. How is that my fault?
What pub? You love quizzes, don't he?
Yeah, he loves a quiz.
Yeah, what? I go to the Grafton Arms. It's brilliant. It's got some right characters in there. Most of the night is just spent looking at everyone in there. And
really?
Just, yeah, there's what some really interesting characters.
Where's your strength in the quiz element then, Ethan? Where are you really good in, like,
sports, film,
general knowledge?
I don't really know if I've got, like, a specialist subject, but I'm quite good at, like, clicking the button on the phone when, like, the quickest, you know what I mean? Because you have to click the answer the quickest, so I've got good reflexes. Yeah.
He's not particularly smart. He's got the same skill set as one of those little woodpeckers that peck the fucking metal pole. You know, I'm not particularly smart, but I can touch a button like a guide dog. Fucking hell. Anyway, great stuff. How are you, Joe?
I'm losing my hair.
Yeah.
We need to talk about it.
But the thing is, look, if you look at first glance, you've got a full head of hair. But when you inspect more closely, it's like candy floss up there, isn't it?
Also, as well, it doesn't help that I sit next to you.
Yeah.
Because you've got fucking good hair.
I'm doing all right.
Long hair. Yeah. You know, you're well endowed.
Sorry.
In the hair department.
Right. I didn't like that.
And I am, you know, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Messi says he plays every football game like it's his last. And that's how I get my hair cut these days. And do you know what's really upsetting? Is like, I like to schedule my day by hours. That's why I sometimes get grumpy with Joe. And he's like, and I sometimes schedule my haircut to last an hour, right? It lasted half an hour yesterday.
Every haircut is 50% shorter than the last one.
Oh, at the end,
have you seen it on Homer Simpson where he's that thing on the top? It's just one hair going all the way around his head.
Cool.
That's going to be yours. You've got one left. Just trims the end off it. Haircut done in 40 seconds.
So, I mean,
how long do you think you've got left?
I'm on this foam thing. You put a bit of foam in your hair.
Right.
Does something to you.
What does that do? Plump it up a bit.
No, and apparently it grows something back. And then I got followed recently. But do you know when, like, your phone listens to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I will get a lot of hair loss thing now just from this conversation. So thank you, everyone. And yeah, a lot of Instagram, a lot of people are finding me. What's it called?
Scalp wizards.
Scalp wizards are finding me on Instagram. They're messaging me, DMing me. Like, I'm prey.
You are
them.
Just chum in the water
I'm
to them, aren't you?
Prey to
you
them.
Are chum in the water. Fucking hell. So they see your profile, they're like, bang, $4,000 coming in.
Oh, man.
What did they say to you?
Like, you know, have you ever thought about getting there? Do you know, I go to a Turkish barber's, right? And guess this, they always try and sell me a full package to Istanbul.
How are they making money off that?
They know a mate in Istanbul, so they thought, we'll get you there, you know, food included. I mean, it perks your interest until they say like $6,000.
Is that how much it is?
Yeah.
Are you thinking about doing it?
Well, you know.
I don't think it should be a shame to go bald.
The thing is, if this podcast does well, it will be paying for my hair transplant.
So this is, do you know, like Peter Kay, like on the last episode, Peter Kay's mum's got a new bungalow tour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Joe's got a new hairdo tour. Isn't it? This is Joe's got some new follicles tour.
This is right? Joe needs a new head of hair tour.
This is Joe needs a hair transplant.
My dad
podcast.
Listens to this and he's bald. He just committed.
Did he?
To the getting bald. To getting bald.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at, Ethan? It's the dark stuff that makes him laugh, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But is he fully bald? Because the thing with the hair transplant
like
is they don't like fill the whole head in, they just do like the corners.
So it's imagine a pound in of 10 hair,
years,
basically.
Yeah, but imagine in 10 years, Joe, when you've just had the front done and all the rest is fucked off.
Ronaldo.
Like Ronaldo in 2002. All that's left is the transplant. Oh, a little half moon at the front. That's no good, is it?
No, it's no good.
See, if you're going to go, like, if you're thinning a bit, fair, get a hair transplant. If you know for certain, based on your dad, it's going to be back here in 5 years. The transplant at the front is going to look a little bit silly,
but
isn't
my
it?
My head is massive.
It is a big head, yeah.
It's such a big head.
Yeah.
If I went bald, it'd be crazy.
You've still probably got as many hairs as an average person, but because your head is so big and they're spread out so much,
oh my God, so
it looks
true.
Like you're thinning.
So what I'm going to do in this podcast is just keep you up to date with how it goes.
Great.
And, you know, hopefully this little moose thing I put in my hair does wonders.
Yeah.
Has
so.
It done any wonders in a week?
It looks fantastic.
Thank you, Joe. Right, there's been Joe's breaking news, a little bit of our weeks for you. And we're going to move on to something called Joe's Den now, which is an idea from last week. But Ethan, take it away. What was Joe's Den, if you can remember? Do you remember the feature?
Was it an idea to make the podcast blow up?
To blow up,
that
yeah.
That was it, yeah.
It was an idea to make the podcast blow up.
Well,
so
no,
do you
want
to go? Do you want to go ahead, Ethan?
So
and
we've
do
all brought an idea that we think will take this podcast to the top of the charts.
Top of the charts is big. I'm saying top 10. I mean, you can say top.
It's
we're not
all,
beating
it's
Peter,
all unlikely.
We're not beating Peter Crouch.
I think we could beat Crouchy. Not
do
in
you
the
know
air.
What? Do you know, like, do you know, like?
I think we could beat him in the podcast charts.
YouTube had a big boxing scene, didn't it? Where the big YouTubers challenged each other. Podcast hasn't had that yet.
What you want to do? Fight Peter Crouch?
Ethan could fight Peter Crouch.
Oh, imagine. Run through his legs and that.
Oh.
Right, Ethan. Yeah. We're all going to take turns giving our business idea to make this podcast the biggest podcast in the world.
Yeah.
Ethan, I want you to start.
Well, I don't really have like many remarkable skills, I don't think. But one thing
that's not true. You can press the button at the quiz.
Yeah, I can.
You're great at pressing buttons. Do you know what you'd be great at? You'd be great as a lift porter.
Yeah.
What floor, buddy?
Wow.
Boop. You're amazing at that.
Well, all I'm doing now as well, Joe, is literally just pressing buttons.
He's got it. There's loads of jobs that involve pressing buttons. It's not a problem. Go on.
But I've got a really good skill set at making origami swans.
Right.
I didn't fucking see that coming.
So, but like, once I'm like stapled together, like loads of sheets of A3 paper, and I made this like one massive swan,
life size.
Yeah,
well, was it as big as a real swan. Pushed it in a river and see if the other swan.
The queen would be proud of that.
It was bigger than a normal swan.
Bigger than a real swan.
Sure, you mean it's what?
Yeah, so like honestly, like I just stapled all these because I only had A3 paper around.
Oh, it was such a hard life here.
You only had A3,
oh,
by
well,
the
it
way.
Was no good, man. It was. We grew up in proper poverty. We only had A3. Looking down the road, they've got A2, man. They've got poster size in Middlesbrough.
Imagine handing in your homework.
We only had A3. Who's got access to reams and reams of A4 and A1 paper?
Oh, not me.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
go on
for sure. But the idea was like maybe if I could go for like a Guinness World Record attempt at making the biggest origami swan or whatever, that would get a few more sloppers joining in to watch.
Yeah, that would get a few sloppers, wouldn't it?
Right. So we should put the. So do we know how big the world's biggest swan origami is?
No, but I could do some research into it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
I could
you could actually.
Well,
couldn't you?
Yeah,
I knew that research would have taken place before now.
Right. Fuck me. Well, I tell you what. I went out. We give our ideas and you Google that.
All right.
Biggest find out the biggest rotation.
Do you want to go next, John?
I'm going to create something called hashtag Jotation. Right? So Jotation is simple. We've all got the podcasts we love and we like, and they are basically the ones that land on your Mondays and your Thursdays, and then you listen to them over and over and over again. A Jotation, hashtag Jotation, is getting us into the Tuesday slot of your week.
Right.
So we get the hashtags, we get them made, we send them out to people, maybe we get some keyrings, some stickers. All you've got to do is use the hashtag Jotation, and it means that you will listen to us on the Tuesday it comes out, or fit us into your week. Mm. So my idea is starting the Jotation movement. I might get some NFTs made up.
Just knock a few out.
Yeah, of course.
Have we decided that NFTs are not happening yet?
They're not happening yet.
Have you seen that one that the guy who bought the first ever tweet NFT?
Oh yeah,
it is. Like 20 million quid, and now it's worth zero.
Yeah, it's worth it. We could sell the clip of Ethan saying he got stuck on the train engine.
Yeah, you could.
How much would that go for?
Zero.
0 quid.
But the thing is, you couldn't lose money on it. It's a sound investment because it starts at zero and it ends at zero.
I love it. So the Jotation, hashtag Jotation. We'll put it on all of our tweets when we release out this episode. Please use the hashtag. Mm. Get mates to watch it, because what we found is word of mouth, like people's mates have started to listen to it and they love it. So this is going to be the way forward. Hashtag Jotation. That is my business idea, and I think we're going to smash it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Jotation.
What's yours, mate?
Mine is T-shirt Tuesdays.
T-shirts, like two for Tuesdays?
Not two for Tuesdays, yeah.
Go on, tell me about it.
So basically, every single Tuesday, we all have to wear a Sloppy Joe's T-shirt and or merch, right?
Okay.
And I don't mean like online. I want to get real people in real life.
Nice.
So do you know, like, you might see someone wearing an A-board sign
outside
of like a Domino's or whatever, or spinning the board.
Yeah.
We all wear Sloppy Joe's merch with a QR code on it. That if someone scans our T-shirt in Tesco or the Arndale,
that's very good.
They get immediately taken to the YouTube. Now, this one doesn't have the QR code on it, but I do have a mock-up of the T-shirt.
Right, so I'm going to have a look at this now.
Yeah, what do you think? Look at that. It's not for Joe's and Ethan, a podcast. Please
that
watch it.
Such a shit shirt.
How is that bad?
What do you mean?
It's relatively rudimentary, sure, but I didn't have long to do it.
Ethan, I'd be fuming. Your name's so small in that, innit? And Ethan, a podcast.
Wait, I'm going to say, our names aren't even on it.
A podcast, watch it, please.
Yeah, it's very
a bit
direct.
Beggy, isn't it?
It's not beggy, it's direct.
How beggy?
So that's my
idea.
And
why is the white different to the white of the shirt? Like,
yeah,
is
there
that
is. There's
out?
A few fundamental flaws with it, but what this is just a mock-up, right? So we'll be wearing these on Tuesday. If you see us in real life, scan the QR code and check out the Sloppy Joe's.
Are you
pod.
Taking petty cash to pay for these?
I'm taking some petty cash to pay for them. Yeah, I think it's probably 600-700 quid.
And 600 quid.
I can get a few made
cash.
Up for sloppers.
We don't even have that.
What do you think then?
I love it.
Going with?
Do you know what? I like the T-shirt idea. I like getting about. I might just sit on like buses and that, just wearing it.
Mm. It'd be good.
Ethan can get about. What's your favourite public transport method, Ethan?
My favourite, probably the train.
Really?
Yeah, I like the train.
Stop talking about this. He's right. So what's happened here is he's had some success with the train engine anecdote. And now he can't. He's I like the train.
Winking at the camera.
Like, we all know what I'm talking about. Remember the old train anecdote from episode one? Yes, we get it, Ethan. You got stuck in a train once. Stop milking it now.
So here's a question.
Go on.
I'd like to the listeners to be involved in this, the people watching it. Who do you think... Like, because we can give some of these T-shirts out.
Mm.
If you get seen by a lot of people in one day, let us know.
Yeah.
Because then we'll give you the top and you can wear it.
Yeah, exactly. Do you work at Wilco?
Yeah.
Scanning on the checkout, you probably get 400 people come past you in a day.
Oh, what? And a busy day at that.
Do you know what I mean? Are you a driving instructor?
Yeah.
Because not only do you see a lot of people, but you've got a lot of time to chat to them. You can really sell them on the podcast.
Mate, if you're a bin man...
Bin man.
Wow.
Beautiful.
How many houses do you go past?
Yeah, exactly.
So many houses.
Yeah. So if you are someone that sees a lot of people in your job... We'll give you a free T-shirt. Let us know. SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com.
If you're a Premier League footballer.
Yeah.
You wear that.
While everyone else is wearing like a T-shirt for a good cause, this one footballer's got a T-shirt on saying, watch this podcast.
If someone's caught.
Everyone else. Yeah, exactly. Don't help the kids or like stand up against racism. Watch a bloody podcast.
Oh, fucking funny. Right, so get involved in all that. I think we're going to take it to the next level.
Yeah, me too.
I think we pick some enemies as well. Like a podcast enemy and just go for them and...
Crouchy's
quite. I think Crouchy is the. Do you know at the end of the game you get the big boss?
Mm.
Crouchy is the big boss.
Maybe, yeah.
Should we go for someone like Five Lives Football Daily?
That's still pretty big. Yeah, let's go for Five Lives Football Daily.
Ethan, pretend Five Lives Football Daily are watching you now and give them a little threatening message, okay?
Five Lives Football Daily.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, you lot. We might just be one episode down, but we're coming for you.
Yeah.
What we lack in numbers, we make up in spirit.
Yeah.
Mark Chapman is shitting himself.
Mark Chapman is shitting it.
9 out of 10 club. Let's move on to a wonderful feature, Joe.
For those who don't know, Joe's given every food he's ever eaten a 9 out of 10 review because he's got the palate of a child.
No, I've got a good palate.
No, you've got a good palate, but you just like all foods.
I like all foods.
Yeah.
Of course, look at me.
No, don't do that.
Listen to me. Do you think if you could...
What?
You don't sound fat.
Do you think people...
I wonder if you could listen to me.
I wonder if we could do that. Could you hear a fat person?
Oh my God, what a game.
What a game. Yeah. You got five different voices, one of them's fat.
And you open a little box and it can be called meal or no meal. Do you know what I mean? Fat or no fat. Oh yeah, come on. Meal or no meal. Send it us in a voice clip and we have to guess whether you're fat or not.
But instead of boxes.
So 90s.
Instead of boxes, it's delivery bags.
Yeah.
Meal or no meal. Bang. Oh, I don't know what I said then. That's a great game idea.
Yeah, it is.
Well, right. We might get on that.
But before that, every week... Let's do the actual thing we're meant to do.
Sorry, Drew. My auntie once went on a date with Noel Edmonds.
She didn't.
Yeah,
really? Your auntie went on a date with Noel Edmonds. When?
Like years ago, before he was like even massive.
Not before Swap Shop.
Yeah, I don't know, but
Your auntie isn't a blow up doll by any chance, is she?
No.
That might sound like a mad question, but have you ever seen that picture of Noel Edmonds?
Yeah.
Do you know he drives around in his car with a blow-up doll in it?
Yeah, he drives a taxi, doesn't he?
He drives a taxi with a blow-up doll in the passenger seat so he can get into...
the lanes of, like, the car London
share.
Is quiet.
So he can use the car share
it's
lanes.
It's insane, that, isn't it?
Put the picture of Noel Edmonds driving around a taxi with a blow-up doll in the passenger seat.
For me. It's Bank Holiday weekend. Ethan.
I was just going to say...
Where did they go?
I have no idea. This is like proper back in the day, Drew. But after finding out about that, I'm glad he's not my uncle.
So every week, we take it in turns bringing in a food or drink of our choice and have to convince the other two that it's worthy of going in the 9 out of 10 club. It's not saying it's perfect.
No.
We're just saying it's pretty bloody good, isn't it? It's right up there.
You so absolutely rocked the boat last week, by the way, with Turkish Delight.
Yeah.
The amount of people who text me going, what are you on about? And also the claim... which I didn't pick up, I didn't go off too hard on you at the time, that a Turkish Delight is better than a Twix. You're off your head, mate.
I think the Twix is overrated.
The only person who, I think, agreed with you in the comments that it was 9 out of 10 was someone whose Turkish Delight reminded of the mum.
Fine. I'll take it however I can get it.
Well, okay.
Maybe the mum wore rose perfume.
Maybe.
Or maybe she worked in a fries factory. We'll never know. What have you got this week, Joe? It's your week.
Which I think, we all love a Mackey's. Do we? Do you like a Mackey's?
I don't mind a Mackey's, yeah.
This is what I believe to be one of the greatest new additions to their menu.
Right.
And I get it every time because I absolutely love it. And I think why did it take them so long to do this when it was just a little change to something they already do?
Mm.
Why did it take them so long?
Right.
And of course, I'm talking about Ethan.
The triple cheeseburger.
The triple cheeseburger,
ladies and
gentlemen. Right, Ethan went to Mackey's.
Now, it's in a Tesco carrier bag, this cheeseburger. It's going to be the sweatiest thing of all time.
Hey, Ethan took so long to get this. It took 20 minutes to get this triple cheeseburger.
Ladies and gentlemen, the triple cheeseburger.
Wow. Right, so look at it, all right. Why is it wet?
Because it's been in a carrier bag.
It's been in what? Fucking hell, Ethan.
Anyway.
Dirty, why not? Well, normal ones are nice, not this soggy one. Oh my God. Look at it.
Yeah.
It's nice, it's thick, it's got three patties, it's got three lots of American cheese. You've still got your one.
I can hear your mouth roaring. He can barely speak. Oh, he's gone in. He's gone in. I thought you meant to be convincing me it's a 9 out of 10.
Oh, mate.
Is it good? So, what I want to know from you while I'm eating, because I'll talk while you eat. Because okay, leaning off to the side. No. Joe does with food. Do you know like wine tasters? They put and they spit it out. Joe does that with food. He was leaning off to the side then, he just spat it on the floor.
Becky, my girlfriend's only complaint about the podcast. Becky loved the podcast, but my only complaint was she didn't like hearing me eat.
Yeah.
So that's why I went over it.
She don't like hearing you eat. She just got engaged to you. She's got a lifetime of hearing you eat.
When you listen to a podcast on a dog walk and you hear some guy chewing, right, you move away.
Right, my question to you is, I need you to tell me why this is better than the single and the double cheeseburger.
I mean, that's the easiest question I've ever been asked. More meat. It's more meat. It's delicious. It's filling. It sorts you out. How much is it, Ethan? Ethan got it for me. I'll vax you the other.
It's £2.39, I think.
Fucking hell.
Not cheap, is it?
What? Yeah, it is. It's fucking well cheap. For a triple cheeseburger. Right. Ethan, do you know what it tastes like? Can I have it?
What does a triple cheeseburger taste like?
Yeah, no, like, do you want a bit of it?
Yeah, sure. Oh. It's quality, like. It's proper quality.
It is good. And it's such a little change. How it took them so long, they went, right, how do we make something good? Like, don't just add another patty on your cheeseburger.
The thing I'm thinking is...
Oh, don't worry. This is the fucking book. Come on.
I like it. I'm going to start with that. I like it, Joe. It's a very good bite. The problem is, we've had the single. We've had the double. We're loving the triple, Joe. My only worry is we've left the door open for the quadruple. And I'm not sure that in 2 years' time, you won't want to be adding the quadruple to the 9 out of 10 club.
Surely there's room for both.
I'm not sure there is.
Surely there's room for both.
I'm telling you right now, it's a good bite, that.
It is a good bite of food, isn't it?
It's really good. It's so nice. It's almost overwhelming. It's almost like, I feel almost like...
You're the one who wants four.
Spiritually connected to it. It's overwhelming, isn't it?
Tonight, should I bring some more for the watch along? Yeah. Just before we go in.
Okay, right. I'm going to say this right now. I think that's a really, really good meal, that. And it's filling by itself. You know what, Joe? Mr. Ronald McDonald, you've done it again, boy.
And we got our first
ingredient. It's going in the 9 out of 10 club! The triple cheeseburger. I didn't know you were bringing that. I'm really happy with
it. That's what I was going to bring in last week, but I got too confused. And but we have our first inductee.
We don't need it now because we've already got the two yes votes. Yep. But Ethan, what would you have said there?
I quite like a quarter pounder, you see. So I thought that would have been like, and it's a little bit more tastier, I think. So that would have like pipped it for me. And like, why don't you just have like one of them instead of like three singles? Do you know what I mean? Like, why?
I don't understand a word he just said.
Me neither, really.
I really haven't no clue what he was on about then.
But Ethan, would you have said no to going in the 9 out of 10 club?
Don't let peer pressure like sway your decision.
I feel like I would have, because I feel like with the Turkish Delight last week, I was really inspired by that, but that's still like, I wanted to set the bar really, really high, and I want to be like more, you know, impressed a little bit more.
Yeah, interesting. Something Joe's never even considered, setting the bar high for a 9 out of 10.
Listen, it's fucking good.
It is good.
You got to take in the price as well, £2.39. It's delicious.
Yeah, okay, wonderful. So it's in.
It's in.
The triple cheeseburger is the first item in the 9 out of 10 club. Let us know whether you think it should have made it in. What's next?
So this really got people going last week. It is a contest, a fight between me and yourself. Mm. Joe versus Joe. Mm-hmm. Did you write music kicked in then? Did you like that?
Yeah, I loved it.
Found it on Pixel Bay.
It's quite nice. I thought last week was arguably too dramatic.
Yeah.
It made me feel a bit unwell.
Yeah.
Uneasy.
Yeah.
Stressed.
So, for people who don't know, we're going to go ahead. Our chosen subjects. Mm. I write a question on your chosen subject. You write a question on mine. Mm-hmm. Three questions. And then the loser out of a 12-week period has to get my back waxed.
You have to get your back waxed. And what we are doing on this episode is showing your back. Because people need to know why Joe's back needs to get waxed. So here's a picture of Joe's back. That is the bad boy we're waxing right there, right? And if I lose, I'll get my arsehole waxed.
And here's a picture of Joe's arsehole.
No. Well,
hold on.
I said you like confidence.
Hold on. Why can't I put a picture of your arsehole?
Not the same. Right. So my chosen topic is the Beatles for a second week.
The second week running.
And your chosen topic is Snow Patrol. Because why?
I loved Snow Patrol as a teenager.
Did you?
When I was like 15, they just said something to me.
Was it light up, as if you have a choice?
Yeah.
Right, Ethan is our quiz master for this. So we've sent our questions over to Ethan. Ethan.
Can we ask the Beatles first?
Sure.
Because I want to see what kind of bar I've got to set. Ethan, go for it, mate.
Okay, so question one. What year... Oh, sorry, I can't read. It's too small.
What year did the White Album come out?
Wait, sorry. Ooh, okay. That's a good question,
that.
What year White Album
1968? No! No! Don't read the answer! Don't read the answer! fucking hell.
What year did the White Album 1968 come out? Jesus.
Okay, right, I'm changing it. What year did Sgt. Pepper come out?
Oh, Ethan.
What year did
Sgt. What did you think you were doing?
Sorry. The punctuation. The punctuation is terrible here. It's all one sentence. Oh. It doesn't differentiate it between question answer. It was one sentence. What year White Album, 1968? That's what literally what it says.
Why did you send the question in like it was written by a child? What year White Album? Why did you write that?
Right, okay, let's change it. What year did Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band come out?
It's tough, that. I would have got that, by the way.
No, you wouldn't.
It's either 66 or 67. Sgt. Pepper's was the one immediately preceding the White Album, wasn't it? Or was...
Oh. Come on.
I'm going to go 1967.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Is that right?
You got it right.
Come on, one out of one.
I sent you this one, right?
Just read the whole thing. Question and answer again, Ethan. Question two.
Yes, that one was said correctly. Where was their last gig?
The last gig was...
I want just the town or like the city.
The city?
Yeah.
Well, their last gig was on the roof, wasn't it? Or do you mean the last state, like, tour gig? Or do you mean the last gig?
I put into Google, when was the Beatles' last ever gig, and this came up.
Well, the last performance, I think, was on the roof at... Was it Apple Studios? In London.
Where's that?
Isn't that London?
Is it London?
I think so.
Is that their last ever gig?
I think so.
I've got here San Francisco.
When?
San Francisco. Candlestick Park.
Was it?
Yeah, oh, that's the other gig. You're not having that anyway.
Can we get a referee's adjudication on that?
When was the Beatles' last ever gig?
Performance.
Candlestick Park, San Francisco.
So right. What's the date of this Candlestick Park gig?
1966.
Right. 1966. The Beatles performed an unannounced concert on the rooftop of their Apple Corps headquarters. Your face is brilliant. At 3 Savile Row within central London's office and fashion district on January the 30th, 1969.
Oh, fucking hell.
That might be their last tour show. But that was their last live performance.
Well, I'll give you that one.
2 out of 2. It's a good day, isn't it?
An easy one.
It's a good day. True or false, John Lennon had legs. Is it another true or false like last week?
No.
Okay.
No. Ethan, go on.
This one doesn't have an answer. You just put the question.
Yeah, he'll get it. I knew you'd get this one.
All right. Hey Jude was about what?
Oh, it was one of their sons. I can never remember. Was it John's son or Paul's son? Jude Lennon. Yeah, John's son.
Oh, fuck.
It's about John's son.
Yeah, but what about John's son?
That's enough.
No, it's not enough.
Of course it is.
Paul McCartney wrote it for specific reason.
Yeah, he
did. Why?
He had a bit of acne.
Nope. You're not getting this. Get the proper one.
He broke up with his girlfriend.
Is that your final answer?
No. It's about John Lennon's son.
No, go on then. What is it about? I need your final answer.
He failed his sats.
No.
What is it?
John Lennon broke up with his mum, so he wrote him a song about their divorce.
Unbelievable.
You're not getting it.
It's not tight.
Ethan, hit me with snow
two
patrol
three,
question.
Two out of three.
Right.
Snow patrol right, questions.
Fucking hell.
Question one. Name the 5 members of Snow Patrol.
You are such a dick.
How?
Name right, the five the members.
Bringing,
all 5 members.
You keep bringing like specialist subjects that you know nothing about.
Oh, I know Gary Lightbody, and that's it. And one of them was married to someone in Friends. That's all I know.
You don't know
dick.
Who's in the band.
You're such a dick.
How am I a dick?
You're such a
what
dick.
Would be a fair question? Name one member of.
Right, let's see what the next one is. What's the next
you
one?
You can still draw.
What's the next
so
one?
So you got that think? Wrong. Read them out. Read the answers out.
No, okay. I don't care. I do not care. Next question.
Well, you've turned, Jeff.
I have turned. What's
name
the
members
Ethan?
Of the band is such
all
a basic question.
All 5 of them as well.
Okay,
name who remembers the drummer?
Joe. All right then, Joe. Name 3 of them.
No. I can name you one. Gary Lightbody.
Right.
I can't believe it.
Fucking Lightbody.
That is correct. Gary Lightbody is a member of Snow Patrol. The others include Johnny Quinn, Nathan Connolly, Paul Wilson, and Johnny McDade.
Right. You know McDade?
I love McDade. What's the number 2? Fuming with you.
Question number 2 or Number three. Which city are now small? Oh, sorry. Which city are Snow Patrol from?
Dundee.
Bouncing back.
Right, come on. What's
final
the next
question?
One?
And this one is a doozy.
Final question. In 2019, Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars was ranked number one in most played songs on the radio in the 21st
if
century.
You asked me what was number
but
two.
But which song was second?
That's got nothing to do with Snow Patrol.
I thought you might have seen the list.
I don't care for this list.
I don't care for this list.
Is it in the UK?
Yeah.
Have they won? Have this back? Is this? Oh,
yeah. Hell. What you get is 10 questions to.
Is it Westlife?
No,
they're an American band.
I don't. I can't. I'm really in a bad mood now. What is it, Ethan?
No, go on. Guess.
Oh, fucking. Black Eyed Peas. Where is the love?
Oh! Yes! Is that it?
Oh. Oh, it's I Got a Feeling.
Oh, my God!
No!
What a
no, guess! No! What a no, you've got to be
guess!
No! No!
How did he guess that even close that much? What sentence? Oh, my God, you were so close.
He's fucking even said yes like that.
You were so close.
Right. I can't believe it.
So you've got one out of two. You've lost again, Joe.
Mate, I'm going to fucking ruin you next week for these Beatles questions.
No, they're going to be tough, aren't they? So,
what was the second song? It's got nothing to do with Snow Patrol.
No, because here's the thing.
I'm not even going to give you a topic next week because you don't even care for it. You don't like Joe versus Joe.
I love it. I win every week.
Unbelievable.
Sorry, Joe.
I've got an agony bants for you.
Great.
I'm moving on. Agony bants is where people get in touch with us about certain things that happen in their life. Mm. And you try and solve it. Because you're the bants. Fuming. Dear Joes, I work in a lovely office in Leicester. This office is full of people who work for a marketing company that I've worked for the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. However, there is someone in the office who keeps doing something pretty weird.
Oh.
This man, we'll call him Den. Den.
Den. Well, like Den. Dan.
Yeah, like Dan, but called Den.
Den.
Loves getting caught having a poo.
What do you mean getting caught?
Den is known for going into the toilets in the cubicles, doing his business, but leaving the cubicle door unlocked and being incredibly quiet whilst in there.
Dirty.
Therefore, people going into the toilet don't know Den's having a poo, open the door, and Den's there with a big smile on his face.
He's got to go.
HR can't prove that Den isn't locking the door on purpose. And we have no way of knowing
can't
if...
prove it.
But everyone who has caught him...
I love the idea that Den got dragged into HR and was like, I've got one question for you. Can you prove I'm not locking the door on purpose? Or could it just be an accidental thing?
That's what they're saying. No, how do we stop Den from doing this? Everyone who's caught Den having a poo says he's always got a big smile on his face the action. Thank you, Joes. Right. Mm. What do you think about this? Dirty Den's getting caught having a poo.
Dirty Den's getting caught having a poo. The thing is, we know he's doing it on purpose.
Apparently, it says here, he sits in the toilet so quiet. So
waiting
like that.
Do you know those spiders that go under the toilet seat?
Yeah.
And then they bite you on the ball bag when you have a poo?
Oh, crikey.
When you're like travelling or whatever, you see stories of them.
Yeah.
Abroad. Den's like that.
Den is like that. So what advice would you give to Otis? He wanted to be anonymous, so it's called Otis. Come on.
I think we have to get Den back. I think there's only one way to do it. We lock him in the cubicle overnight. Oh, you don't like locks on cubicles? Next time he goes in, there's 8 locks on the outside of the cubicle. Watch him go in, and then all he hears is dung, 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 dung. Like chains going across, bolt locks, latches, all sorts. Den, you're in there till Monday, mate. And if it's a bank holiday, you're in there till Tuesday.
Wow.
That's what we've got to do.
What if it's the Easter weekend?
He's in there from Thursday night till Tuesday morning. Den might die in there.
Den's dead.
Den's got to eat his own muck.
Oh.
Because there's nothing else for sustenance.
Ethan, if you discovered Den on the toilets, what would you...
Easter weekend.
What would you do, Ethan?
If I discovered dead on the toilet.
Yeah, dead happy when you came in the cubicle.
I really don't like stuff like that, me, Drew. I really don't like bodily things and like fluids and that. I'd probably tell them to fuck off.
Shut the door. Fuck off. Shut the door again.
That's fucking great.
Well, we've got to lock him in. What do you think to do?
Yeah, lock. That's a great idea. Yeah. But I thought you could also, if you think he's in there, just get something ready like that.
Like what?
If HR aren't doing anything,
yeah,
you just need to teach him a lesson.
We need some street justice.
Push the door. Fuck off.
Yeah, one of those big like
a cream pie
or a big pat of like mushed up tissue paper and water.
Oh,
and just slosh daddy right on his chops.
Bang.
Yeah,
and then go. Dude,
that's disgusting though. That, isn't it? Is that not illegal? Is that not indecent exposure?
Well, the thing is, how can you prove it? If anything, you're going into him.
Yeah.
That's why Den's got a fucking... He's got a great story.
Because you can't call someone a flasher if they open your coat. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. And this is the situation Otis finds himself in. Anyway, Otis, make sure you keep us updated how dirty Den gets on. Maybe wait till next Easter to lock him in so he gets a fucking full force of that punishment.
Or actually, do it over the Jubilee when there's extra days off. Lock Den in
the Queen.
Toilet.
This is, say that.
Her Majesty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a Prince Albert?
Moving on, next feature.
Give me one of them. That's for the King, Queen.
That's a pierced penis.
Right. It's got nothing to do with the Queen.
No.
Okay. Is there a Prince Albert?
I don't think there is. Oh, yeah, there's a Monaco. I met him.
So after some of our wonderful questions last week, people have been getting in touch with them, throwing some lovely questions up, and we've got a couple for us here. But if people have more questions...
SloppyJoesPodcast@gmail.com.
Please ask them, and we'll ask all of me and Joe, and obviously Ethan as well. So here's one for us. This is from Nigel. He says, what is the hardest profession you could give a real go to right now?
Give a good go at.
So you've got to pick the hardest profession. Mm. So, you know, your vets, your lawyers and all that. What's the hardest one that you could give a real go at right now? Ethan, what could you give a proper profession you could give a go at?
That's a good question. I could be like a stripper or something. I only have to take off my clothes, don't I? I guess I could give that a go.
Is that hard? I mean,
yeah,
it might be.
I would be if I saw you. I meant like something you need training for, not being a stripper.
Oh,
yeah, really difficult impression. Could probably sweep a floor. I was like, yeah, fair enough, it's a fine job, but it doesn't require a lot of training. You don't do 8 years in Magic Mike school, do you?
Be a good policeman.
And there you go, then there's answer number one. A policeman. You couldn't be. If I got my house robbed and you rocked up, I'd find him with fucking self.
I quite like the law.
What do you mean you like the law?
What's your favourite law?
Ooh.
Is it Newton's third law? What is your favourite law?
What's your favourite law? Give us one.
No drinking on the street.
Right, well, absolute bullshit. Absolute rubbish. Funny. What job do you think you could do?
I think I'd give a good go as a pilot.
Do you think?
Because half the time you're in autopilot. As a plane.
Right.
If you just give it a good go, get it up. You speak to your co-pilot, you go, listen, is it this one? Boom, like that. And then you're in the air.
Just pushing all the dials up, forward, lifting up like the little flaps, pressing every single button. It's got to be, surely to go up, it's all of them. And then to go down, it's all of them, but in reverse. Pull everything back.
Yeah,
up,
and everything back and you down. Well.
It's got to be as simple as that.
And you work in a place called a cockpit.
Yeah, that's nice, actually. I could probably do... Oh, that's a good question, isn't it? What's a tough job?
A vet?
No, I couldn't do that.
Doctor?
No, I couldn't do that.
I think you'd be a good, like, funeral director, Drew.
A good funeral director?
Why would I be a good funeral director?
You just look like one.
Because of the jacket?
Yeah.
Funeral director.
Before this gets heated, I'm going to move on to
Do you think
final...
I've got a good bedside manner to be a funeral director?
Yeah.
So let's imagine, right, let's do a little scene. You and Joe are a couple, Ethan, yeah?
Oh,
you two
right,
a couple that have come in, and your dog has died, and you want to get a funeral out of me.
A funeral?
On the cheap.
Yeah.
So first of all, you walk in.
Ethan, what was the dog's name?
Diesel.
That's a person that we knows dog.
We knows dog.
Let's not say that dog's died.
Let's not say that. petrol. We'll say petrol. Back one. We'll come in.
Hello.
I can't believe you picked the dog's name that we actually know.
Yolo.
Hello. It's great to see you. I mean, it's not great to see you, sorry. My dog is... I can't say it. Ethan, tell him what's happened.
Petrol snuffed it. Sorry.
Petrol snuffed it. He's making fucking jokes.
No, let's do it again. Seriously, let's do it again.
Okay, okay, okay. We'll come in.
Right, no.
Oh, you got a ring. You got a doorbell, sorry.
Bing, boing. Hello.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Not very well.
No.
Which is a shame. I really want to start your sentence with that. Ethan, I can't tell him what's happened. Tell him, Ethan. Tell him.
Our dog Petrol's died.
Tell him how he died, Ethan.
Got set alight with petrol.
Ethan, if you can't take it seriously,
surely we've fucking cremated him already,
don't
we?
Fire. You don't need a funeral director, do you?
If cunt's created, he's in ashes. One more time.
Yeah. Yellow.
Hello.
Oh, you don't need a voice.
I'm from Newcastle. No. Hello.
Hello.
We are here for your services.
What's happened? What can I help you
tell
with?
Tell him what's happened, Ethan.
Our dog Petrol's died.
How has it died, Ethan, if you don't mind me asking?
How did it die, Ethan?
He sadly got set alight with Petrol and went up in flames.
Ethan, what was his last barks?
What were his last what?
Barks.
It's very important that we get everything, every bit of information out.
Woof. Woof.
Yeah, it's a very...
The fucker was on fire, Ethan.
It's very typical final words for a dog.
He's meditating, isn't he?
Woof. Woof.
Yeah.
Woof.
So but what he, kind... He just went, woof.
I'll tell you what.
Woof.
Woof.
Just saying dogs on fire, we're laughing about it. We're sick in the head.
Listen, we got to wrap things up.
Yeah.
I want to thank everyone for watching.
Yeah.
That was a good way to finish it. It'll go out with a bang.
Thank you, yeah.
That's how petrol died.
No.
Woof. Fucking fur everywhere. This is going to be out every Tuesday. Get it on your Jotation. You can. Some people I know can double up, so they listen to it in the morning, then watch it in the night.
Oh, beautiful!
Because you can listen to it, get a taste of what it's about, and then see us do our impressions and that. So, thank you for watching.
Not one impression has been done on the podcast in the first two episodes so far. Please hit subscribe if you haven't already, and make sure to send in your questions, your advice to sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. We will read through with Agony Bants, as we did today. We've helped out Otis.
We have.
You could be next. Sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com.
I love it. I've had so much fun. Oh, and who wants to be a slopper? We've got some positions.
Someone messaged us on Instagram. We've already got our first slopper.
We need cadets, we need lieutenants, we need sergeants. So if you want to be, we're making a slopper arm. Obviously, the head of the sloppers is Ethan. So you all... sort of easy come up. Oh, there he is doing a salute. Thank you very much for watching. Should we do the wave again?
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye! Ethan, wave.